Actor Ray Fisher accuses Warner Media of buying favor with Ta-Nehisi Coates' Superman film. By Warner Todd Houston on February 28, 2021. Justice League cast member Ray Fisher is accusing Warner Media of an empty PR stunt by bringing on activist writer Ta-Nehisi Coates to pen a Superman reboot. Fisher has been carrying on a Twitter campaign against what he claims was a hostile workplace during the production of the 2017 blockbuster Justice League, in which he played Cyborg. He has made various claims over the past few years, including racism and unprofessional conduct on the part of Warner's executives and Joss Whedon, the film's second director. Fisher's ire was raised immediately after it was announced late last week that slavery reparations activist and pop culture writer Ta-Nehisi Coates was hired to pen the next Superman film. Fisher jumped to Twitter to slam Warner Media for dragging its feet over the internal investigation into his allegations, even as they are proudly announcing Coates' new project. Do you remember that time Walter Hamada and Atwood Pictures tried to destroy a black man's credibility and publicly delegitimize a very serious investigation with lies in the press? Fisher wrote. But hey, Black Superman. In July of last year, Fisher accused Whedon, the film's replacement director, of gross, abusive, unprofessional, and completely unacceptable behavior on the movie set. Fisher is most upset because investigations into his allegations have been slowly moving since his first accusations. Warner Brothers first kicked off its investigation, and then it was taken over by the bosses at Warner Media, the latter of which claims it sees no evidence to investigate. However, he has gained the support of at least one of his co-stars. In September, Aquaman star Jason Momoa chimed in to support Fisher, saying, "This shit has to stop and needs to be looked at," and tweeting the hashtag, #IStandWithRayFisher. In follow-up claims, Fisher accused top-level Warner Brothers executives of engaging in blatantly racist conversations about his accusations against Whedon. Prior to Justice League's reshoot process, blatantly racist conversations were had and entertained, on multiple occasions, by former and current top-level executives at Warner Brothers Pictures, Fisher told Forbes magazine in October. "I always suspected that race was a determining factor for the way that things went down. But it wasn't until this past summer that I was able to prove it," he added. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook, warner.todd.houston.